Hello, buddy, Andy here again. Well, on Saturday, I had one of those occasions when days or lives or whatever can change just in an instant type of thing. Having a normal day, quite a relaxing day, and just thinking about what we're going to do later type of thing. And there's a knock at the door just as we're having some lunch. And a person at the door, you think, well, who on earth's that? See this car parked there and this person at the door, never seen them before, had no idea who they were. And then they uttered those words that bring a sort of sense of dread to yourselves. Are you so-and-so? And do you know so-and-so? And you think, oh, I don't like the sound of this. And it turned out that my father-in-law had been taken very ill. I'm not going to go into details. And was at that moment being taken by ambulance to hospital. So immediately, I mean, and the prognosis didn't sound particularly good at the time. This person had been with him and had come straight to us while the ambulance took him to the hospital itself. And this particular person, because my car wasn't here, my son had got the car, so you think, right, how are we going to get to the hospital? We've got to get to the hospital. How do you get there? He very kindly took us, waited for sort of 10 minutes while we sorted ourselves out, and took us up to the hospital. And then we spent, or my wife spent, about 9 hours there, something like that. I spent a fair proportion of that in two chunks. And my brother-in-law came down as well. But sort of a couple of things about that is, my wife said to me later on in the evening after we got home, sort of about 11:30 or something like that, you know, was exactly what I said at the beginning, how life and how your day can change just in an instant. Everything's going along quite hunky-dory, quite normally, things are nice, and then suddenly there's that knock at the door, there's that phone call, or some sort of incident or something that happens that can potentially sort of turn your world completely upside down. It hasn't done that quite in this way. Thankfully, my father-in-law is okay, but he's still in hospital. We spent a lot of time in A&E and this topic. But that brings me to the second point of this. I remember a while ago, I recorded an audio book about the hospital. You know, I'm luckily one of those people, as is my wife for that matter, the whole family really, I think generally, I don't go to hospitals. You know, I don't do doctors, I don't, you know, generally, touch wood, curse of, you know, this is the curse now, isn't it, kiss of death type of thing, that's, I haven't been to the doctors for any sort of illness for some time. The only recent times that I've been there have been for like sporting injuries, when I hurt my knee or whatever through running. Self-inflicted injury, obviously. And that was a few years ago now. You know, I'd go to the dentist every so often and my teeth are okay, you know. So I don't do this type of thing. I've never broken a bone in my body. And as far as I can remember, I don't think my wife has either. So we just don't do hospitals, and it just seems over the last couple of years that I seem to have been to our local hospital quite a lot. I know I'm very lucky in that respect, but maybe it's also part of that. You're getting older, things are happening either to yourself or to the people around you. We all see sort of friends of ours unfortunately dying, and you read about these people in the paper, or you're contacted by somebody, you know, oh, do you remember so-and-so? Well, unfortunately, they just died of natural causes, you know, and that really sort of brings that home to you. But also going to the hospital brings back those memories, which is what I talked about in the previous book, I seem to remember, however long ago that was, is that going back there now takes me back, and would take my wife back, because my mother-in-law died in that particular hospital in the A&E department, and my wife was there at the time. I wasn't, thankfully, I suppose. But my father certainly was. When he was in there, he spent a lot of time in the same ward that my father-in-law is in right at this very moment, and he was in other wards. He spent time in the A&E. My father-in-law, the other day, he was kept in for observation within the sort of A&E department, but a little sort of side ward where they keep sort of a halfway house, if you wish, between there and the actual hospital itself. And I remember my father being in that particular part, and you walk in and the smell is the same, and it just brings back those memories, and you remember where you're walking and all this type of thing. And it just, as I said, it just brings back all those memories of all those not particularly good times. But as I said, it's that sort of thing now where these things are happening more and more. I'd never been to the crematorium until a few years ago, and now I seem to have been there quite a few times. Never been to a funeral at all, you know. But as I said, that's just life, I suppose. That's the way that things change over time. And maybe I should expect that. But there's never anything that can prepare you for that knock on the door. It doesn't matter how many times I've been through that scenario with my father, my mother-in-law, children or something very, very early on in my daughter's life, because I'm not going to go over again. But there's never anything that can prepare you, because, as my wife said, you can't be prepared. Because if you were sort of thinking about these things all the time, you'd never get anything done. Life would never go on. You have to carry on your life as per normal, as best as you can. Even now, when there's, you know, this sort of slight cloud hanging over with my father-in-law in hospital, and you're thinking, oh, right, what are we going to do? It completely throws your world, but you still have to carry on as best as you can. And hopefully when things are a bit more normal and stable, you can't think about the bad things in life, because, as I said, you'd never get anything done. And that's why those knocks on the doors and those rings on the telephone or whatever are so unexpected, and then just throw things into complete chaos. But anyway, thought I'd relay that once again. Hopefully you're not experiencing the same sort of thing, but I'd be very surprised if you aren't, or if you haven't, or if you won't. I'm sure we're all in the same boat. I'm no different to anybody else. The same trials and tribulations, the same ups and downs of life that everybody else has. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.